Thanks, Sebastian. Well, I'm here because I'm a kind of a product of Annette's endeavors some years ago when she started to build up the regional at large structures. And when Annette tried to create Juralo, I was one of the guys who was invited to the initial meeting. And so I got stuck in this process. And that's one of the reasons why I started my first ICANN meeting in February this year in New Delhi. And I can perfectly understand what our colleague and friend from Vietnam was saying. It was sometimes like a wall to me. So many names, new names, acronyms, technical terms, this variety of high-skilled people, of cracks, people like Wolfgang Kleinwächter working in this field since decades and having a level of expertise I will never have, or people like Wendy Seltzer or like Cheryl or many others in the room. And I especially was attracted by the idea of having and organizing an Internet User Summit. Because since I'm involved in Juralo, I'm almost asking myself daily or at least weekly, what is an Internet user? Who is this guy? Who is this? What are his, her characteristics? So I have a rather vague idea about this new specimen. I think the typical internet user is probably like a personal computer user, as long as it works. He doesn't care so much about how it's working or why it's working. It's the same a phenomenon with car users. So I'm using cars for decades already. I don't, on a technical level, I do not understand too much about how it works, but I'm satisfied as long as it works. And I can imagine for the majority of internet users, issues like privacy are not so much of interest or relevance to them as long as they do not have a very concrete disadvantage in their career or in their daily life. And I think the challenge to me, or the challenge for my ALS, or the challenge for Ralos, is to sensibilize people, especially on the level of the civil society and organizations, to get involved more in basic issues of internet governance. And internet governance, which sounds as a very abstract issue, can have very concrete consequences in the life of people in their everyday life.